Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a bobline game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit and listening to some big out-of-town Jasper hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on the horse. Like see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, suppertime, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled to the screen door patch with a beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble.
Well, there's going to be trouble at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Center. It all starts on July 18th, running through July 27th. The Music Man, presented by the Lorain Community Music Theater. Be on stage, and we have a couple of folks joining us this morning. Joe Tutak joins us, and Beth. And again, I didn't write down the last name, Beth. You are. If
Beth,
move up to the microphone a little bit.
Whittington Van Horn.
And this, the two that I have here, the Summit Leads, I guess you'd say, with Harold Hill and Marion the Librarian, and they join us this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in as well. What drew you to a role like this? As Professor Harold Hill.
Well, I've always wanted, or I enjoyed doing theater for Lorain County Musical Theater. But actually, this is a part that I wanted to play about 20 years ago in college. I had the opportunity, my school, Grove City College in Pennsylvania, did it. I wasn't able to play it because I was the only person in the cast wearing braces at the time.
Oh.
And it just didn't work out for me, and I've always wanted to play this role, so I'm just very blessed that I had the opportunity this time.
Okay. You didn't have a lisp by chance as well with those braces. No, they wouldn't have given you the Winthrop role.
Well, I was hoping to get them off just in time for the play. It would help me talk a little bit better, a little bit faster. But
well, you need to have a quick tongue for a song in the performance of Harold
Hill.
Yes,
I do.
He is a smooth, fast talker as well, as Marion the Librarian knows, even though she has her suspicions about this guy who comes to town. A lot of great music in there. And this is a cast that spans generations. Can you talk a little bit about, I mean, what's it like performing with the, you have some, even in the cast, parents, kids, there's a lot of kids in here because they're the ones that are really the, somewhat the manipulation in the storyline as well. What's that like?
It's great. The kids are just so talented. We have, I think the youngest is 7 mm-hmm. in the cast, and we have a couple of really talented little girls playing Amaryllis and Gracie Shin. At their high school age girls, someone wonderful playing Zanita, the mayor's daughter, and there are a lot of different family units involved in the show, which is great. And Lorain Community Music Theater is just kind of like a big family. You know, people that have been involved before come back again and again. And I grew up doing Lorain Community Music Theater, so it's really great to be back.
What were some of the previous roles that were memorable for you that you really enjoyed doing?
I was Tup Tim in King and I. I was actually in the previous production of Music Man back in 1987 as a kid in the chorus, as were a couple other people in this show. So we have a couple repeaters, and that's really neat. Fiddler on the Roof, World Goes Round, just, I don't know, Lorain Community Music Theater is kind of...
Right.
Home.
And of course, this is a really a fun show. There's a lot of well-known songs that are in there, and it's you know, all sorts of different songs. And I was listening to the soundtrack back there, and, you know, there's the opening sequence with the salesman
mm-hmm.
and the way that they make it sound like they're on a train. There's such technique that's sort of involved in that whole thing, which really makes it interesting. I wonder, though, and I remember try to explain a lot of the dialogue to maybe some of the people. It's from a time gone by where there's references to things where people are going, what does all this mean as well? You know, there's that one about covering up a telltale sign with sin sin or something. And so there's a little bit of a, I don't know, of a different kind of a generation at all like that. But once you kind of, I guess, learn some of that stuff, you can kind of understand a little bit more about the story. Talk about how things are going as far as the production. You're getting ready almost to go on stage now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, last night was really our last final regular rehearsal. On Sunday, we'll be sitting down with the orchestra for the first time, first full orchestra, and then from Monday until the show, it's just constant dress rehearsals. And as our lovely and gracious director, Monica Oleko, last night uttered just the fact that we now have a show, and it's full and complete, just the minor tweaks and all the bells and whistles added with the tech for the curtain and the lighting and the sound and everything, and we're really looking forward to it.
What kind of a music setup is there as far as an orchestra or people or performers like that?
A full pit orchestra.
Okay.
We've got people playing trombones, of course.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, the full pit orchestra for a show.
Yeah, this is fun. The Music Man, again, going on at Lorain Community Music Theater from July 18th through 27th. Did they prepare you with anything this morning? Did they tell you if you were going to give us a little insight into the performances at all? I don't want to put you on the spot sometimes, but...
I always love to hear Beth sing.
And Joe is just so good.
Oh. I can see where this is not going there as well. It's good.
Yeah, we can if you like. Yeah. We were warned.
Okay. Well, I'm ready at any time you are here this morning, this cast of The Music Man.
Would you like me to go?
Sure.
Okay. Unfortunately, you preceded it with Robert Preston, the master, doing Trouble, but I will do my best to replicate that a little bit. Excuse me. Either you're closing your eyes to a situation which you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say, I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help me cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to scorn any balk line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth. The first big step on the road to the depths of degradation, say first is a little medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listen to some big out-of-town Jasper hearing him talk about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they sit down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in the table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket, never mind getting dandelions pulled to the screen door, patched to the beefsteak pounded. And never mind pumping any water to your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night. And that's trouble, yes? You got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tailed young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bebo, trying out Cubebs, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen one fine night. They leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the Armory, libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son and your daughter with the arms of a jungle animal instinct, Masteria! Friends, the idle brain is a devil's playground. How's that?
That is really good. I'm ready to sign up. I'm worried about the youth of today. What's the problem with the youth of today? Which is kind of what that's all about there as well. Of course, the sweeter sounds come from Marion the librarian.
Yes, they do.
All the quiet things.
That's right.
She's the common sense person in that entire south, that crazy town of River City. Yeah.
One of my favorite songs, although they're all lovely, and I think they're all songs that people will recognize, is Goodnight, My Someone. which I think everyone will recognize. You want to hear a piece of that?
Sure, I'd love to.
Good night, my someone. Good night, my love. Sleep tight, my someone. Sleep tight, my love. Our star is shining its brightest light. Now good night, my someone. Good night.
Very good.
Owen, we do have a special request.
Oh.
For anyone out there in the listening audience who might happen to have one of those old-fashioned straw boat hats, we're in need of one, and if they do have it, we'll give you a free ticket to the show.
Wow. What happened to the one? Or was there
well,
an accident?
Well, they're hard to come by. You can find those styrofoam ones, but
oh, yeah.
We're looking for realism. And
wow.
Our director, Mo, has given me a personal request. So anyone out there, we'll give him a free ticket.
Any particular hat size, or will you work to...
Well, I have a very large noggin,
okay.
I don't know if I need one as well. But, we'll look at varieties.
How is the barbershop quartet?
They're excellent. They've been rehearsing for quite some time. We have a couple of guys that actually have perfect pitch, and they do a very nice job.
Because that's one of the things you don't always see in a Broadway musical, and to see something like that. Were these guys together as a quartet before?
Not
so they
all.
Come together
yep.
for this performance, and they kind of learn the part and how to sing together for that, too.
Yeah, oftentimes productions rent a barbershop quartet to come out and perform, but these guys form their own little group for the show. It's really great.
Yeah. They think they're all that, I bet. Huh?
They are.
Yeah, they
get to come out there as well. Of course, they're hot on your tail, for sure.
Yes,
they are.
As
Professor Harold Hill. Again, it's The Music Man going on at Lorraine Community Music Theater. Joe, Beth, thank you for coming in this morning
thank
and sharing
you,
some
you.
Of the music, getting people excited for the event. July 28th through July 27th. You can also go to the Stocker Arts Center box office information there as well to find out about, and as well as Lorraine Community Music Theater.org.